EPA rejects the use of oil slick dispersants. Stay tuned for UNnews. May 2010, Washington, the capital. BP's use of chemical dispersants is down to 1/6 of what it was 4 days ago, as the EPA continues to ensure that the Gulf oil spill is the cleanest in history. EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson told the House on Thursday that BP used only 12,000 gallons of the chemicals, which break up oil. Jackson said the EPA had aggressively limited BP's use of the chemicals. She said, quote, "We can't allow man-made pollution of the oceans, oil spill or no oil spill," unquote. Earlier, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal had proposed to use enzymes and bacteria to consume the oil, die off, and themselves be eaten by marine life. He also wanted to build sandbars to keep the oil from reaching shore. Ms. Jackson said, quote, "Unthinkable. That would require a full environmental review. I'd need a massively larger budget to hire more planners and regulators," unquote. The ambience of extreme regulatory competence is in stark contrast to former President Bush's handling of Hurricane Katrina, when doctors were kept from working for free in New Orleans until FEMA reviewed their credentials and the federal government lost track of thousands of house trailers until mold made them unlivable under equally unrealistic federal standards. Mr. Bush's unqualified support for Brownie, his FEMA executive, made him a laughingstock. Again, by comparison, President Obama is in full control of the current situation, so much so that he can take time out for golf and leave the Memorial Day honors of soldiers to the sure-footed vice president while he vacations in Chicago. Quote, "Plug the hole," unquote, Mr. Obama decisively commanded with a jaunty wave of his right hand in the fifth week of the crisis. Mr. Obama said, quote, "I take responsibility. It is my job to shut this down," unquote, at a news conference in the East Room. He referred to the shutdown of oil exploration, oil consumption, employment, or perhaps the entire U.S. economy. Governor Jindal said, quote, "I don't see why we can't get federal help. It's not like we're trying to police the national borders," unquote. Which is a good thing, even though the Indian-born Jindal, despite a distinctly deportable look to him, has his papers in order. Almost certainly. Anyway, in the United States, the nationality of politicians is no longer dwelled on. This has been UNnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.